USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And above all, we will never stop fighting for the cherished values that bind us together as one America.
A patriotic Trump rally in Lexington, Kentucky, as the president's supporters standing behind him wear Read the Transcript shirts. This in reference to the president's conversation with the president of Ukraine back in July, which touches off the impeachment inquiry. Here's the president at the rally blasting former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
Because the Bidens got rich while America was robbed. I watched the last debate. And this weakling named Anderson Cooper saying, well, it's totally unsubstantiated. What's unsubstantiated? He is on tape doing a real quid pro quo.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Christmas is right around the corner, and a new study finds decorating early for the holiday season can actually make you a happier person.
The study, published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology, found people often associate Christmas decorations with feelings of all the excitement from childhood. Steve McEwen, the founder of Mind Pictures, tells us, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate the things that make them happy, and Christmas decorations evoke strong feelings of the childhood days. This sense of nostalgia can definitely boost your happiness, but it can also be mixed with sadness. If you lost a loved one, for example, decorating early can help you connect to the positive memories. I'm John Clemens.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, investors seeing green. The Dow up almost 115 points to close at 27,462. The Nasdaq up almost 47 points to close at 84,33. The S&P 500 gaining 11 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
An enterprising Minnesota college student receiving a cease and desist order from one of the world's most famous donut makers. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now.
There have been no Krispy Kreme stores in Minnesota for 11 years, but 21-year-old Jason Gonzalez has been driving 270 miles to a Krispy Kreme store in Iowa, packing up his car with about 100 boxes, each containing 12 donuts, then driving back north to deliver them to customers in the Twin Cities area, but he's been told by the confectionery giant to stop doing that. He was charging $17 to $20 a box. He said some of his customers would pay nearly $100 each time. Less than a week after the St. Paul Pioneer Press reported on his money-making scheme, Gonzalez got a phone call from Krispy Kreme's home office telling him he had to stop the deliveries.
The NFL continues to deal with ways to make pro football safer. One Hall of Famer believes a lot already being done. Here's USA Radio Tim Berg.
Concussions in NFL preseason games increased in 2019 by 44% compared to last season, a significant data point as owners consider proposals to shorten or eliminate the preseason in the next collective bargaining agreement. The majority were caused by helmet-to-helmet hits, but according to NFL Hall of Famer Jerry Rice, we've come a long way.
I think it's much better now because back in the day, we just went out there and we played.
Rice was speaking there on Fox News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.